We're going to follow up on that. What's your question?
Well, the first follow-up would be, how are you going to blame Republicans for this? Isn't D.C. run by a bunch of Democrats?
I'm going to speak to what the president has done, right? The president has been very, very straightforward about what he has done to make sure that communities are safe. American Rescue Plan, not one Republican in Congress voted for it. Not one. There were billions of dollars in that plan, in that act, to make sure communities across the country got funding so that they can indeed hire more police officers so that they can keep their communities safe. Republicans had nothing to do with that. They were not involved in that. They decided not to vote on the American Rescue Plan. That's just a fact.
So if President Biden's policies are helping bring crime down, would he be comfortable with somebody borrowing his Corvette and parking it on the street overnight in Southeast D.C.?
I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. I'm just going to get into the facts about what this president has done in this presidency. One thing that somebody was asking me about bipartisanship, he was able, as it relates to guns, he was able to come together, right? We saw Democrats and Republicans come together and have the first piece of anti-gun violence prevention legislation in 30 years. And that's something that this president was able to do.
If a member of Congress is not safe on the streets of the nation's capital, who is?
Look, we're grateful and relieved that the congressman is unharmed. We understand what communities are going through across the country, not just in D.C. That's why the president took action very early on in his administration to get the American Rescue Plan done without the help of Republicans. That's why every time he puts forward his budget, he makes sure there are billions of dollars to deal with crime. That's just a fact. All you got to look is what the president has been able to do this past 2 years. There's always going to be more work to be done, but the fact is the president has taken action. All right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Brent.
She had it. She had the White House's diversity hire had enough after that brilliant grilling by Fox News's Peter Ducey. Now, that was not fair. I mean, what you just saw there was rhetorically unfair. That was one of the most intellectually and logically lopsided exchanges I've ever seen in Washington. And that's saying something. What Ducey just did there was he put the Democrats in an impossible position, a position from which there's really no reasonable escape. He cornered Karine Jean-Pierre on the recent carjacking of Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar by pointing out that the inconvenient fact that the Democrats have a total monopoly over the city of Washington, D.C., as they do in all the violent, decaying cities in the nation. And so how on earth does Karine Jean-Pierre think she's going to be able to blame the Republicans for his carjacking? And that sorry attempt at an answer was her response, those several attempts. What you just heard there was patent lying nonsense. Again, it wasn't just a non-answer. It wasn't just babbling nonsense. It was an actual attempt at a lie. It was a blatant attempt at blaming Republicans for the Democrats' own societal rot, a societal rot that continues to vote for Democrats. And Ducey, in three straight questions, back to back, pointed out just how utterly absurd this diversity hires propaganda really is. But this isn't the first time Ducey has grilled Karine Jean-Pierre. Wait until you see this. But first, gang, as you can see, patriots across the nation are rising up, just like the amazing patriots who are dear friends to this channel, and that's the makers of Old Country Soap. Made on a farm in South Dakota using traditional techniques, they use only locally sourced, specific ingredients without the harsh chemicals that can dry out your hair and skin. Every bar includes pure and unfiltered bentonite clay that works wonders, helping to soothe and relieve dry and sensitive skin. It's known for its healing properties. It helps with psoriasis and eczema. It pulls dirt and oil from pores, helping to clear up acne. I mean, gang, it's amazing. It works great for hair. You can use it to shave. It's safe for your pets. You will definitely want to welcome this amazing all-purpose soap in your wonderful homes. And of course, to top it all off, it's all made in the good old U.S. of A. Use promo code TURLEY for an exclusive 20% discount off your order, and every order will include an extra gift. Just pay the shipping. It's more than worth it. So go ahead, reward yourself with this amazing Patriot product. You will not be disappointed. Click on that link below right now.
Except what was appropriated in 2019. He said, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. So something changed. What?
You want us to break the law. Is that what you want? You want us to not comply with the law?
You want us to not comply with the law.
You want us to not be in administrations that follow the rule of law.
You guys do this all the time. The student loan forgiveness program, you went to court to fight for that. If this is such a problem, building 20 miles of wall, why not just go to court?
We went to Congress. The Congress appropriates the funding.
Why not
Congress,
fight them more?
Congress appropriates the funding. We asked them to not use that funding for that particular purpose. They denied it, and now we're complying with the law.
If you have to build a border wall, but you don't think that it's going to work, then once it's done, are you just going to tear it down?
I'm not getting into hypotheticals from here. I'm just telling you what I can tell you from here. The facts are that DHS is complying with the law. This is from fiscal year. This was under fiscal year 2019 under Republican leadership, and DHS is required to do this. The president asked multiple times of Congress to reappropriate. They did not, and we're not complying by the law. Thanks, everybody.
Can you believe she left again? Can you? But she left. She cannot handle questions rooted in reality. I mean, it's astonishing. And she has a habit of doing that. She does her best to ignore those who are going to actually hold her in this pathetic excuse of an administration to any kind of account. Here's an exchange that just happened the other day with a reporter from the New York Post.
Sorry, I'm
you haven't called on me in two seasons, Kareem.
And not calling on you today. Go ahead. Go ahead,
you should be ashamed
of that.
That shows disrespect to a free and independent media. It's black.
I'm going
to
close.
One of our country's largest and most widely read newspapers, Kareem. That shows contempt for a free and independent press.
Go ahead. I'm calling on somebody who I haven't called in a long time as well. Go ahead.
What an utter disgrace. I mean, they basically blacklisted the New York Post because they're the ones who broke the story on Hunter Biden, the Hunter Biden laptop back in October 2020, which, of course, the Biden campaign responded to by colluding with the Democrat deep state, 51 so-called intelligence experts who all claimed that it was Russian disinformation. So Chris Wallace, of all people, wouldn't allow the laptop and its contents to be brought up in the Fox News debate. Again, it was so utterly and absolutely pathetic. But what you're seeing here is the exposure of the Biden administration as to who they really are. They are nothing more than a crock. They are a fraud, every one of them. Whether it's our imploding Democrat-dominated cities or the disaster at the southern border or the disaster that the Biden crime family is itself, they, with the complicit cover of the legacy media, and with obvious noted exceptions, they're basically a bunch of actors playing roles cloaked in virtue signaling and feigned competence, when in point of fact, they've lost control of the narrative. Everyone sees that the bumbling Biden administration is a total and complete failure. Everyone sees it. And fortunately, we have a few journalists with integrity who are doing their part in continuing to expose that failure through Karine Jean-Pierre, perhaps the single biggest failure of them all. Hey gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you too have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.